WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today and windy, a high around 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Well, the Atlantic Fire Department was called to a fire at about 9 o'clock last night at the City of Atlantic's yard waste site, which is located near the Shelburg Recreation Area. The blaze was reported to be in a compost pile at the site. Additional details concerning that incident are currently not available. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A carelessly discarded cigarette from a passing vehicle is being blamed for a large grass fire that occurred Monday afternoon north of Interstate 80 in Adair County. The blaze was reported at around 3 p.m. with strong winds quickly spreading it northeastward to around 50 to 60 acres of farmland north of Interstate 80. According to fire officials, the fire started in a ditch about 2 miles east of the Adair exit. Smoke from the burning grass and vegetation slowed traffic to a crawl. Several law enforcement agencies were requested for traffic control as smoke obscured motorists' visibility. The flames reportedly jumped two rural roads and scorched nearly 50 large round bales of hay near a feedlot. The flames were finally contained thanks to the help of farmers using their tractors with disc attachments to create a fire line and the effort of firefighters from Adair, Casey, Stewart, Menlo, Anita, Wyota, Greenfield, Bridgewater, and Fontenelle. Those crews were on the scene for about 5 hours. The fire danger signs throughout Shelby County will remain in the high category all this week. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Monday that although the county experienced some precipitation over the past 24 hours, through early Monday morning, the placards will remain in the high category due to the predicted winds and lower relative humidity. Simon says until we get more green grasses growing, the fine dead fuels will continue to pose a high fire danger with wind and low humidity. Officials are asking residents to postpone any outdoor burning until at least Thursday. If you must burn, contact your local fire chief to make sure that they are made aware of it and that they provide you with authorization to do so. And if a burn is allowed to occur, we asked the fire chief to call 712-755-2124 and that he advised the communications center that a burn will take place in his fire district. Well, a call about a burned vehicle in Guthrie County led to the discovery of a body. Deputies answering the 911 call discovered the body inside the burned-out car and called in state investigators. The state medical examiner and DCI determined the body was that of Bobby Joe Knapp. Knapp was the subject of a search by the U.S. Marshals Service warrant issued on him Thursday for a parole violation. The DCI said the vehicle where his body was found had been reported stolen in Waukee. Fire investigators are trying to determine how the vehicle caught fire, and the state medical examiner is waiting on lab tests to rule on Knapp's cause of death. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a man was arrested early this morning after failing to pay for fuel. 20-year-old Jeremy J. Navarette of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. for theft in the fifth degree. He also did not possess a valid driver's license. Bond was set at $300. Authorities say Navarette was arrested following an investigation into a complaint about a person who had pumped fuel into his vehicle and was unable to pay for it. The vehicle he was operating and filled with fuel was towed. Atlantic Police report a local man was arrested Friday on a shoplifting charge. 22-year-old Donald Smith of Atlantic was taken into custody on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Smith was booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says three people were arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, deputies arrested 22-year-old Danielle Ray Curtis of Waukee on a charge of OWI first offense, and 34-year-old Amy Jo Hockabout of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for two counts of felony forgery and one count of theft in the third degree. Hockabout was being held in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond, while Curtis was released later in the day Saturday on her own recognizance. And on Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 18-year-old Sarah Jo Porter of Cumberland on an OWI first offense and minor in possession of alcohol charges. Porter was released later that day on her own recognizance. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Elsie Murphy, age 98, of Littleton, Colorado, and formerly of Atlantic, died March the 24th. A massive Christian burial service for Elsie Murphy will be today at 1 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lynn Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Lynn Peterson will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Harold Anderson, age 93, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Harold Anderson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Georgia Ann Seavers, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Georgia Ann Seavers will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ruth Wenzel, age 95, of Lewis, died Saturday at Adel Acres in Adel. Funeral services for Ruth Wenzel will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry Lee Gibson, age 50, of Elliott, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Gibson will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Austin Michael Oldenkamp, age 18, of Griswold, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Austin Oldenkamp will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Sioux City. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements. Gerald Sickles, age 85, formerly of Greenfield, died December 27th in Montana. Memorial services for Gerald Sickles will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Gall, age 59, of League City, Texas, died March 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Mark Gall will be Saturday at 11:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Delphine Gussie Maloney, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Services for Gussie Maloney are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. News was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.